Network presents Eddie Condon's 42nd Jazz Concert.
Well, class, it's time for your semifinals. Now we'll see if you've been paying attention this semester. The problem for the class is, who's playing this first number? And by the way, what number is it? Don't ask me. But here are some clues. The drummer is an alumnus of Paul Whiteman's orchestra. The bass player is from Dorchester, Massachusetts. And the piano player, all I can say about him is that he's a famous symphony conductor here on loan from the United States Army Air Corps. Guess who? We won't identify those horn players for you, other than to say they've all been on those programs many times before, although we've had to mark the clarinet player absent a couple of times recently. Naming the song will be a little bit harder. It's all about a girl whose first name is Sweet Joja, second name Brown. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, kids and hot fans all over the USA. And hello out there, whatever time of day or night it is, wherever you are, to all the servicemen and women listening to this concert through military radio facilities. Well, the first thing we've got to do today is to correct the examination papers on that first Americondon item. The horn players were, of course, trumpeter Billy Butterfield, trombonist Johnny Pesky, baritone saxophonist Ernie Caceres, and clarinetist Pee Wee Russell. The bassist today is Jack Lesberg. The drummer is Stigger Leyland. And that piano player, he's a stranger around these parts. Can't tell you who he is. You'll have to ask Professor Eddie Condon.
Fred, you sound like you're from the South. Well, thanks anyhow, Fred, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. That piano player Fred refers to has covered plenty of ground since both of us played with late Bunny Berrigan at the old famous door. For the past 8 months, he's been taking Dave Rose's place as musical director of Wing Victory, the official play of the Army Air Corps. He goes by the name of Master Sergeant Joe Bushka. Today, Joe is going to play one of his own compositions for us. It's something called Serenade in Thirds. Rollo Leyland will accompany him. Hagen. Thank you, Sergeant Joe Bushkin. We'll continue that further on later, Joe. We played a song at Carnegie Hall some time ago that impressed Virgil Thompson enough to get special attention in his review in the New York Herald Tribune. It's a song that's always been one of our favorites, especially when Max Kaminsky's around. Max is here today, so let's put on Maceo Pink Eyed Sugar. Thank you. It's been entirely too long since we've had a clarinet solo by Ernie Casares. We made a point of asking Ernie to bring his clarinet today, so now, with the assist from Joe Bushkin, Jack Lesberg, and Rollo Leyland, Ernie's going to play Sherry. Take it, Joe. Thank you, Ernie. Say, this next thing here is a little thing called Love Is Just Around the Corner. It's the very first record we made for Milt Gaber, and it featured Peavy. So there's no reason why Peavy shouldn't be turned loose today. Are you ready, boys? Around the corner? One, two, boom. Well, you can see that Pee-wee is still in shape. Incidentally, he made a new album where he's featured on several songs. It's going to be released soon. And for detail on that album, you can always talk to Pee-wee down at Mixer there from 6:30. Now, this next go-around, we got a request here. The request has been coming in from practically all directions ever since the word got out that Joe Bushman was going to be here today. By the way, this song here, I think we're going to hold this in case we have time for it, but more about that later. Now, at this particular point, we're going to hear from that fellow from the Mound City, Red McKenzie. Red's going to sing a song from one of the little shows. It's called Can't We Be Friends, and Dick Carey wrote the background.
I thought I found the girl of my dream. Now it seems this is how the story ends. She's gonna turn me down and say, can we be friends? I thought for one it couldn't go wrong. Not for long, I can see the way this ends. She's gonna turn me down and say, can we be friends? Why should I care? Oh, she gave me the air. Why should I cry and heave a sigh and wonder why? I should have seen the signal to stop. What a flop. This is how the story ends. I let her turn me down and say, can't we be friends? And why should I care? Oh, she gave me the air. Why should I cry and heave a sigh and wonder why? I should have seen the signal to stop. What a flop. This is how the story ends. She's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends?
Thanks, Red. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a fellow here we've all been waiting to see and meet and hear from. Bunk Johnson. Bunk is in here from New Orleans, or rather up here from New Orleans. He's going to Boston Monday to open with Sidney Bechet. I understand they have a band that's going to be ready. Bunk, what's this paved country look like up here?
Looks real fine.
It does? Fine. Step in a little closer, Bunk. Bunk, I've heard so much about you. In fact, I have a brother to speak to you personally. I guess you spend a lot of time with him on the
show. Great friend of mine.
He travels also, doesn't he?
Oh, he lots of traveling.
Bunk, I tell you, I regret one of the things you're leaving for Boston so soon because you came in unexpectedly, and I certainly wanted you to toot on this show.
Sure.
Well, the show's going to continue, Bunk, and we're certainly going to make room for you.
I sure be proud of it.
In fact, when we're up in Boston, we're going to do a Cynthia Hall turn there, so you be in shape, will you, Bunk?
That's fine.
When that's over, we're coming back here and raise some commotion.
I'm able to do it, too.
All right, Bunk.
I'm trying to make that other 65 years old, that's all.
Well, now, look at here, Bunk. If you don't get your diploma this year...
I'm going to get that.
I'm going to tell your mother and father on you.
I'll get that. Thanks.
All right,
thanks.
Bunk. Good luck to you in Boston, Bunk.
Now we have Bunk Robbins here. Just came here from Milwaukee.
Thank you, Bunk Condon. I have a couple of memorandums for the class. First of which is that Bunk Condon opens his first concert tour at the Academy of Music in Philadelphia on Easter Monday, April the 2nd. Then he brings the mob to Bushnell Auditorium in Hartford on Monday night, April the 9th. And from there, we all go up to Symphony Hall in Boston on Sunday evening, April 15th. Of course, you'll be hearing us every week at this same time over these same blue stations. Next week, Lee Wiley will be back with us. Joe Bushkin, Jess Stacy will be on hand. Muggsy Spanier will play his famous version of the Tin Roof Blues. And, of course, we're also expecting Ernie Caceres, Pee Wee, Sid Weiss, Johnny Pesky, and many other famous hot musicians. Well, Edward, I guess the fellas have got their shoes off, so round them up.
Okay, Joe, fly in those blues, will you?
Eddie Condon saying goodbye until next Saturday at 1.
Eddie Condon's jazz concerts are announced by Fred Robbins and produced by Ernest Anderson.
This is the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company.